Often, when there's a mass shooting, people who knew the killer find themselves wondering what warning signs they might have missed. And so it is in the case of the alleged Fort Hood shooter. Major Hassan is a 12-year Army veteran, a native-born American, and a practicing psychiatrist. NPR's Tom Jelton has more on his story.
The vital facts of Nadal Hassan's life do not suggest a man determined to kill dozens of his fellow soldiers as they sat unarmed in a crowded waiting room. He was born in Arlington, Virginia. His parents were immigrants, but so are millions of other Americans. His heritage was Palestinian, but he didn't even speak Arabic. He went to Virginia Tech, and in 1997, he joined the Army. It was through the Army that he got his medical training. He was going to be deployed to Afghanistan. Those who look for a ready explanation for this murderous rampage can choose between two broad narratives. Maybe it had to do with what Hassan went through as an Army psychiatrist, dealing with soldiers who'd been traumatized, even disfigured by their war experience. Or maybe it had to do with Hassan being Muslim. Those who suspect he was secretly a radical Muslim can focus on what Lieutenant General Bob Cohn, Fort Hood's commanding officer, said on the CBS Early Show today, responding to a question from Harry Smith.
Did he say anything as he was carrying out
this?
There
are reports, unconfirmed, that he was saying Allah Akbar.
Really?
Yeah.
Allahu Akbar, God is greater, what so many terrorists have said in the moments before they strike. Surveillance video taken at a convenience store that Hassan visited the morning of the shooting show him dressed in white, a white skullcap, white leggings, a white tunic. Had he just been to morning prayers? Was he preparing for a martyrdom operation? But this Muslim terrorist narrative will not convince everyone. Perhaps soldiers in the mayhem of the moment only imagined Hassan said Allahu Akbar. FBI investigators aren't sure he really did say those words before he started shooting. And the portrait of Nadal Hassan as a Muslim radical doesn't entirely make sense to those who knew him well. Imam Faisal Khan, whose D.C. area mosque Hassan attended over a 10-year period, never got the idea he was ashamed of his army service.
He would come in his uniform many times. He would come in his uniform and pray, and then I knew he was in the army. He liked his job, you know. That's what he was trained for, you know, to serve in the military.
There is the other narrative that, as a combat stress psychiatrist, Hassan himself suffered just from dealing with soldiers who had been through hellish war experiences. Hassan's cousin, Nader Hassan, told Fox News last night that Nadal never mentioned he was about to be deployed.
We've known for the last 5 years that was probably his worst nightmare. He deals with stories. He would tell us how he would hear things, horrific things.
And not just hear things. Many of the soldiers Hassan counseled were maimed. He told a family member that one soldier had been burned so badly that his face had almost melted away. And now Hassan himself had to go to war. Psychologists say there is such a thing as vicarious traumatization, where someone can be affected just by hearing what someone else has gone through. Or maybe it was the combination of being a Muslim and an army counselor that set Hassan off. His cousin Nader said Nadal had his own stresses to deal with as a Muslim army officer.
It was the harassment that I think was what got to him, was him being referenced from his Middle Eastern ethnicity, even though he was born and raised here.
Investigators will be exploring these theories and others. Some former colleagues remember Hassan as difficult to deal with, even unprofessional and unhappy. At 39, he had never married. His former imam, Faisal Khan, says Hassan even signed up for a Muslim matchmaking service.
His first choice was Arab. His second choice was India, Pakistan, people from the subcontinent. His third choice was Caucasian, European Muslims. And his last choice was Spanish.
The women who were listed, he didn't like, the imam said. It could be Nadal Hassan was just struggling with demons of his own making. Tom Jelton, NPR News.